Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob is upset at this. How ridiculous of a comment. Go ahead, Rob. I'll give you the floor. Tell the potential Hall of Fame wide receiver why he's wrong and why he can't scout and evaluate if one of the most athletic human beings that we've ever seen, why he'd be a bad football player. I'd love to hear.
I mean, are you going to trust his judgment? His last two quarterback decisions have been Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. So I'm just saying, maybe his scouting eye is not great. That's just my read on Devontae Adams. I'm not saying LeBron James couldn't play football. He probably would have played college football and maybe even made the league. He's a freak athlete. I'm not discounting his ability to do freak athlete things. We were saying he would have been an all-time great because we've seen video of him running past insurance salesmen and plumbers in Ohio. I mean,
well, everybody got to be a plumber. How many plumbers you think are out here?
Way more than you think. He's catching jump balls in the end zone at 6'8", 250 in high school over some kid who one day dreams of being a Delta Chi. Come on, what are we doing? There are really good tight ends in college football who don't sniff success in the NFL. And we think because we've seen video of LeBron stiff-arming a 15-year-old who has no future in sports that he's going to be an all-time great. Is he maybe a good football player? I don't know. All-time great? We're going to say that if LeBron had just changed career paths, me and you would be arguing, is it Kelsey, Gronk, or LeBron? Come on, stop this. He can be good, but not all-time great. It's okay. Just nonsense.
I think the argument would be, this is just what I'm guessing. I'm guessing the argument is we've seen a decent number of athletes who were good basketball players, how those skill sets have been able to translate. Antonio Gates is one of those people. Antonio Gates played college basketball, was super athletic, very athletic. He then decided, you know what? I'm not good enough to play in the NBA. I think I'll play football. Think about how many times we've heard this story. Basketball player, really big, and just said, well, I'm going to go try. And they actually were kind of decent at it. I'm not saying that football is an easy thing to do. It's obviously not easy. But I'm guessing if you're 6'6", 225 pounds, and super athletic, I'm guessing that there is some saving you where you can do something on a football field. You can block or catch or run around, or we can figure out something for you to be able to do. I think that's what he's arguing. I think that's what he's saying. Hey, I saw how athletic this guy was for a 15, 20 year stretch. He's been insane. And at that level where he was playing high school football, I think it would have continued to translate. That's what he's saying. Obviously, we'll never know. I think LeBron made the right decision. He might be the greatest basketball player of all time. But I don't think it's crazy to think LeBron would have been great at football. Now, would he have been an all-pro tight end? I don't know about that. But he certainly could have been a good football player for sure.
I think he could have been a really good college player who – he could have been Noah Gray. Like, Noah Gray's probably one of the best 25 Duke football players in the history of the program. That's an indictment on the program. That's not a hero there. Like, LeBron had gone to Ohio State and played football. I'm sure he would have been good. But to say he would have been an all-time great is where Devontae Adams losing me. Also, I know the text sounds like, oh, you know, Jimmy Graham, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, these guys that played basketball were great tight ends. Jody Fortson played basketball, and he was a scrub. He was a nothing in the league. So just because you're good at basketball does not mean it automatically translates to being and I'm quoting here, an all-time great. That's where Devontae Adams loses me.
You got that off your chest? Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, I remember you came in here and you were mad about it.
Who do you think we have? Like,
you still got more. It's fine. You got more. I'm just, here with you. I'm
just saying.
I'm standing here with you.
There have been great college football tight ends who don't do anything. Kyle Pitts comes to mind. He was dominating in Florida. Can't do nothing in Atlanta.
Oh, that's
but
true.
But LeBron, who, hey, at St. Vincent St. Mary's, some kid who one day dreams of being on a highlight package with LeBron James is going to prove to me that he's just basically Antonio Gates if he had changed sports. No.
I will tell you this, though. There's some man out there right now that has been telling that I played against LeBron in high school story. Been telling it for 20 years. You sit and look at him like, Danny, bro, you've told me this story before. Please stop telling me this story. I've heard it before. Yeah, I know. He dunked on you.
Do you know who has that story? Remember that little short kid who Zion just humiliated on that from South yeah. Carolina on that? That kid is somewhere in South Carolina telling all his friends. I don't know if you've seen me on YouTube, but Zion did some terrible things to me on the court.
Or I would assume I would actually like the story. Another E60 idea.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.